This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Members of Israel's ruling Likud party went to the polls Thursday to choose a new party leader. Despite three corruption indictments against him, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to defeat challenger Gideon Sar. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
53-year-old Gideon Sar is a popular Likud party member of parliament and former cabinet minister. He is seen as more hardline than Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but more restrained. Sar is married to one of Israel's best-known TV news anchors. Recently, Sar said he is challenging Netanyahu, predicting a better chance of forming a majority government. Turnout was low, partly because of a winter storm sweeping through Israel. Most analysts expect Netanyahu, who is still popular in the party, to prevail. Even if Netanyahu prevails as expected, it's not clear if he will win the 2020 general election. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Disaster officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through shops. Streets and malls and shopping districts are filled with tension after police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray at protesters and beat and arrested many of them. Officials in Pakistan and India say the two rivals exchanged fire in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir on Thursday, killing two Pakistani soldiers, an Indian soldier, and a civilian woman. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A tragedy in